The coronavirus pandemic has not been easy on professional musicians. With venues and restaurants closed, steady gigs have dried up for the foreseeable future. Now, two musicians in North Baltimore are turning to socially distanced porch concerts to both pay some bills and lighten some moods. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
It's golden hour. Annette Rybick and Clarence Ward III are playing music in a patch of sun on a blue Charles Village porch. On most Wednesday nights, Rybick plays a gig at Nori, a sushi joint in Hamden. Due to the pandemic, that gig is no longer. So instead, they live stream a jazz show on Rybick's porch.
This is our fifth week of this.
Rybick strums his upright bass, while Ward alternates between a trumpet and a flugelhorn. His steady jazz night at Terra Cafe in Charles Village has dried up too.
You know, I'm used to working 4 to 5 days a week. Now I'm working 0 days a week, so yeah, I figure I need to get a good little workout in, you know.
Draped over the porch's railing is a large white bedsheet, painted with Rybick's Venmo handle. The idea is that listeners enjoying the live stream tip the musicians for their hour-long show. Nori has continued to feed Rybick on the nights he would have played there, so he gives them a shout-out and encourages his audience to support local restaurants. They both hope to return to their gigs.
I wouldn't say I'm making a lot of money, but it's definitely helpful, and people have been really a lot more generous than I would think.
Ward says there's another reason they like playing on the porch.
I miss more playing with people. You know, at home, we tend to, for the last month, you know, I've been practicing, but practicing for me is totally different. I play stronger when I'm in public. In the house, I play a bit more timid. I don't put enough air through the horn.
Both of the musicians have tried filing for unemployment, but the system is overwhelmed. They hope to collect benefits eventually.
Still waiting on my stimulus check. That'd be nice, but
yeah, I haven't got mine either yet. But
in the meantime, the jazz duo will continue their porch concerts, much to the appreciation of Rybick's neighbors, who listen from their own porches or on the sidewalk with plenty of room between each other. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.